Good morning, Nielsen of FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Mark Bowe, a cable TV celebrity, the producer and star of the hit TV show Barnwood Builders. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I've been looking forward to this. For a long time, you've been on the DIY Network. I've seen you do little advertisements for another show I watch, and I've seen you build these little chalkboards and little Apple tablet holders. You know how to use a table saw. You're a craftsman. You went to school in West Virginia, and you're a spokesperson now for a new product line under the AHF Products company. It's called
Bruce
Barnwood Living Collection. Before we get to that, though, I noticed on the shirt you wear all the time that you've got a West Virginia logo, so that's part of who you are, isn't it?
It's exactly who I am. That's why I wanted to be in a partnership with Bruce Hardwood Floors, and that's the company that approached me. It's the largest hardwood flooring manufacturing center in North America, and I've known about them for decades. It's a good company. I just happened to be speaking at an event for the Chamber of Commerce up there and asked to take a tour, and I was really impressed, and so I then asked the question, how about we come up with a line that replicates what we've done for the past 20 years, which is reclaim and restore and repair 18th and 19th century buildings. So, you know, old log cabins, old timber frame barns. Over all those years, we've taken down about 500 buildings. Each one of them's had a floor in it. We've come up with some different lines that have patinas and hues that will hopefully match what we've seen over the years and also follow some of the market trends.
Actually, if you're successful, and I hope you are, young people will learn and know what patina is. So I've seen you and heard you use it on the things I've seen on TV. Patina being the shift in color that you get over time as hardwood ages. One of the questions I wanted to ask you, we do statistical information here at Floor Focus, and so we kind of track what's going on. And right now, the fastest growing category is wood lookalike products. And it's actually put a little dent in the sales of real hardwood floors. So this product line that you're talking about, it's called the Barnwood Living Collection. It's made from 100%, I love that, 100% solid hardwood. And it's grown up there in West Virginia and manufactured up there. I mean, we're talking about the real stuff, aren't we?
This is the real deal, yes. And the collection that we have with Barnwood Living is representative of the things that, you know, I've seen in different warehouses and different frat factory floors or old pioneer log cabins and company stores that are down in the coal fields. And so all of these floors have a different look, a different color, you know, a different feel. And I think that that's what's going to separate us from the competition is that these floors have stories in that they come from and are replicas of real life and real West Virginians.
How are we going to get the consumers to buy more real hardwood floors, do you think?
Well, I think that the first thing is we've got to realize what type of economy we're in, and then we have to create an image of difference. If the name of the game is just crank out hardwood floors and spit it out by the millions, there's not really an image of difference there. So with this particular collection, we are telling a story. The collection, each floor has its own name, and it's very personal. It comes from the inspiration of the counties throughout West Virginia. So, for example, we've got a lighter color line that is called the Greenbrier, yeah. And I think a lot of folks around the country will be familiar with the Greenbrier Hotel. It's white, it's clean, and when you're on top of the mountain here, you just feel the fresh air, and so that was the inspiration. And then you go all the way to the other end, which is on the darker side, and you'll start to see through a, I don't want to call it a patented process, but it's certainly one that's particular to Bruce Hardwoods in that we've been able to create these layering effects that can be representative of mineral county. And one of the lines has a patina that reminds me of an old company store down in the southern coal field. We are in an economy right now that is one that requires a little bit of a story. It's an experiential economy. I think millennials, and I think that a lot of other folks that have houses or remodel, they want to tell a story with the floor. It's one of the first things your eyes see when you walk in. It's one of the things that can set the tone for the rest of the house. It starts with the floor.
It does. You know, I've been excited about doing this interview with you because I feel the same way. I live in a house that was built in 1907. It has hardwood floors throughout. And today people want to market floors and sell us how waterproof they are and everything. And it's not been any water damage on these floors in the 100 years that it's been there. So a real solid hardwood floor, can be conditioned. It can be sanded every now and then. But, I mean, it'll last forever, won't it?
It'll last forever. And here's the other thing that you've got to think about when you think true, you know, hardwood floors is that when you walk on this floor, you can tell it's real.
Yeah.
When you walk on a product that has been engineered, you can tell that it's not real. I think that your discriminating homeowner and your mid-level market folks that understand what quality is, they're going to know the difference. To me, when you put your boots on it or when you put your bare feet on it, you just know that you're walking on or sitting on and even cleaning real hardwood.
So do you think, you mentioned the word millennial a minute ago, do you think there's hope? I've got a couple of myself, and they are tuned in to what's real. They're tuned in to American made. They're tuned in to sustainability, and all that plays with what you're doing here with this Barnwood Living Collection, right?
I do. I think younger folks are interested in the real thing. We tend to put millennials into a category about, you know, driving an inexpensive car but drinking an $8 beer.
Yeah.
But I think what they understand is craftsmanship. And I think what they appreciate is that experience. And you can't get that experience of having a hardwood floor without actually having the hardwood floor, because it sounds different. It feels different when you walk on it. So I think that there's hope. I really do. I believe in that generation. And I also believe that what we're seeing in America right now is a shift in what I call experiential economy, is, you know, evolves into a transformational economy. So if the experience you have is good enough, then it will transform your product. And that's what I mean by having a real hardwood floors, is because when you walk on this particular floor, it transforms your house. And if we can continue to build products like that, and we can continue to take the time that we do and go through that extra effort to tell the story with it, then I think that we have something that is a little bit different than every other hardwood floor.
All right, Mark, I was just going to tell our listeners real quick, if somebody wants to see your show, is it still on the DIY network?
We are on the DIY network, yep. And that network has just been taken over by Chip and Joanna Gaines, so it's going to be called the Magnolia Network soon.
Okay.
And we're everywhere, man.
Okay.
We're like Johnny Cash.
Great to talk to you. You've been talking to Mark Bowe, cable TV celebrity, the host of Barnwood Builders, and also the inspiration and designer for Barnwood Living Collection by Bruce. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.